doesn't matter what I put in the box. Oh wow. I don't know, but I've got a wonderful hand. Look, I'll just show you for a start, because I'm putting that in a box, because it doesn't matter. And you know me, I wouldn't put that in a box unless...
My lead?
Yeah.
No. Oh, 5, 10, 15, 17 off 30.
14 pence, darling. You owe me still.
Please.
It's 2 each, isn't it?
That's where they take. Yours just.
Yes, I beat him. 2-2 now.
Okay. Now, so that's 2 each. You owe me 13 pence. Yes. And it's your box.
This wonderful person here, darling.
It wasn't.
That's what you told me earlier on. I was wonderful.
You are, my love. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah,
we're never going to go like
that.
Don't
want to
give
you.
Never going to begin with it. Oh, sorry. Yeah. There I am. Not there. I'll go that way. Bloody hell, I've got 2 and 9 for you. Try 9. My take. 15, 2, 15, 4, 15, 2, 15, 4, 15, 6, 3 is 9, that's it. Oh, something more, 6, 7, 8, 9, 14. Good job I'm honest, isn't it?
Come on.
Well, you said 4, 6.
Where's 6?
8-7, 10-5, 7-3-5. It's good job I'm honest, isn't it? So in a match, if that had been a match, you'd have said, if you'd have said 15-2, 15-4, I wouldn't have said nothing. Paid for, I would have kept quiet. But you don't, do you? Playing pairs is different, but when you're playing singles, you'd say, or maybe if it was a friendly sort of game, you'd probably say something like, are you sure? Yeah, 54, right, fair enough. Not anymore. Two turned up, that would have given me 15 million bonus. Eight in the hand. You pick the three, so that give you more in the box as well. Three hit your hand as well for a dozen. Sneaks into a vast lead.
Yeah.
do.
Nothing in it, darling. I'm two in front, that's all. Close game, close game. Then we go down, darling. Come on.
No, probably well. That means you've got 20 at least.
the only reason I'm giving you a kiss, darling, is look at that. 16. How many have you got? 4, 1, 5. Got a pair of twos in?
Yes.
By heck. 54 and a pair of six.
Who's getting those issues?
Well, I think I'm just about favourite, darling. Right. 2 8s, 2 8s, 2 8s, 2 10s, and then 9 turns. Just couldn't ask for that. Right, throw a pair of twos away from them. There you go. Where'd you get all that bloody lot from? Thank you very much indeed.
I lost the last one and I'll give him winnings and pennies. We just with change out of our pocket and purse.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah. You know, I don't use it
often.
Just take a few quid to the bank now.
But we saved £200 and had a week where
4 days.
Four days in Yorkshire for that. And just out your change, not missed it. The accommodation, meals, and the petrol.
All we had to find was
just spend the money and he would just add that anyway. You don't miss it, do you? Not just putting it in a tin like that.
So your first prediction did not come true?
No, didn't.
So now what are we playing?
Shall I tell them all what I'm doing?
No.
Alright then. Nobody's took any notice.
So what are we playing for now?
Are we still playing, aren't we? We're playing Bragg, but I ain't got no change.
Well, you give it all to me, have you?
Well, you know, I've got a 5p now.
Is that all?
Yep.
Well, play for...
I'm not playing for tenners, I can't afford that.
Well, play for penny then. You give me your 5p, I'll give you 5 of these, and we'll play for penny a time.
I might have sixpence actually, but.
Oh, might you?
Well, I've got more than that actually. I've got about 10p. Got 2 fives and a tuppence.
Oh, 2 fives and a tuppence.
Oh, I'll play
the tuppence then.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh! Oh, I'm rich.
Oh.
Oh, another one.
24,
but I paid him. He's had his other 20 odd p, so. He's had that. He reckons it was 20 odd p plus some change.
Right,
yeah.
I've got 23 pence worth, Bob, and I've got a bit of loose change as well.
So he ain't getting no more. That's his lot. No, she told us, we did ask her.
Never mind. Makes a change, doesn't it?
Yes, dear.
You that normally wins the first hand and fleeces me for the rest.
It doesn't, does it? Sweet soddle.
Didn't do anything stiff.
Oh, wasn't she always?
Ace flush. Pair of fives. Mine again.
I'm not playing with you tonight, that's it.
Oh, he's not playing with her tonight.
Play
with her this afternoon.
Do it. What a risk. Alright, I'll leave it on.
Well, this looks like yours. Well, the way this is going, this is definitely yours. Oh, bloody hell.
God. One, two, three.
Oh, six, seven, eight.
Nice block. Hang on.
Can I put another 5p in there?
Right?
Can I put another 5p in there? It could go on all night then, couldn't it?
I haven't got no 5p's to put in.
Fair enough. We'll just play for the 1 5p then.
I would do if I had any change. You can go and get me some change if you want. Oh. Oh, this isn't fair.
No.
I want a 3. Do a 1 to 3, and then it'd be mine.
I ain't got one to give yet. Ain't no 10. 10 flush. Ace 9 6. Nearly was yours. Nearly was. Nearly got it.
I suppose remember when I put these tapes on, 7:30 to 8:15, 8:20 to when? Oh God, this is going to be awful, I'm going to be sorting all these out.
Lucky I had the pair of jacks to come back with to beat your pair of eight.
This is daft pen for 5p.
Make it more if you like.
Isn't it though?
All goes the same way, doesn't it?
This is yours.
Three.
Well, three pairs, oh, and I shouldn't tell you anyway, because you bloody beat me anyway, so... Pair of kings. No, I've done it wrong. Sorry. Pair of eights.
How big is your last pair? One pair of fives. Mine again. How much have you got now? Ooh, you're getting down to your last
double. Then I'm not playing anymore then.
You've got to play for your last double. Can't you?
Yes, dear.
One in there, one in there, and one in there. No. 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 Oh, yes.
No, not well, I think.
Not be good, but that. 4.46 on the box. Three jacks. Queen nine. Good job, other 4.46 on the bench to meet your first name.
One
good
card, and another had three runs. Red 9, 10, Jack, Queen, King. And 2.
Yes.
That's the way it goes. Oh, right. One in there. Oh, one in there, one in there, one in there. One in there, yes. Yeah. No. One in there.
Filthy.
It still is.
It's absolutely filthy. If you go in the loo, for months all during the summer I was counting how many moths was on the windowsill and flies. You know, it sort of got more each week when you went. And the cobwebs, it's wonderful. And Stuart sat down in, because they've got these wooden old chairs, haven't they, with arms on them. And he sat there like this with his arm, and went, I said, "So, whatever's that on your arm?" And he said, "I'm off the chair, mate." And all along the bottoms of the table, you write your name in the dust.
I'm not inviting you around my house.
No, but I mean, it is.
It really, no, as I say, when I came.
Because I said to Bob, are the managers or what? Because if the managers, surely they're getting allowance for somebody to clean, and if they've got a cleaner, I mean, they should have sacked them a long while ago. It is, it's dirty. There's no other word for it.
8, 9, 10. 2, 3, 4. Jack flush.
Your first hand was good.
It is, it's disgusting. I mean, it could be a nice pub, that, really. The gardens are about this high in weeds. Well, it isn't now. How long's he been there?
Used to be. Quite a while now, really.
We wouldn't go in at all. I wouldn't go in at all, but Stuart's mum used to live right opposite, and she likes to go in occasionally because she sees all her old friends. She don't see them very often, so she likes to go in and see all her old friends. Otherwise, I don't.
You're going to Loco.
That's nice in the Loco.
That's where we played last night.
Yeah, and I said, I wish I'd known you were there because I had to come in and have a look
around. Yeah. It's nice in there. It's a nice little pub and it's always busy as well. And
yeah,
it is busy.
But it's nice, isn't it? Nice atmosphere in there.
Last New Year, really.
Yeah,
I don't mind the Loco.
I've got troubles now. Deep troubles.
I haven't got nothing, so doesn't it?
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Neither have I.
Six, seven, eight.
Queen flush.
Queen flush.
Pair sixes.
Pair
fours. Go on for the pair of fours.
Whereabouts do you live then? All right, Dave. I used to live, which is I'm not far away. Kinderley Road. So I know the...
I know all the roads, I pedal all the way on.
But down the bottom end I lived. Not where the flats end are, the houses end, that end.
Yeah.
Doors.
I don't think so.
Definitely yours.
No, that and nothing. Oh. That and nothing.
Oh, wow.
Which is the highest, I asked myself. That must be 3 4s.
2 3 4.
It's fashion King Art. King Jack and nothing to
King
go
Queen
with it.
10.
Ooh, my King Eye just beat your King Eye.
Oh, sorry, dear. Sorry, dear.
Play this hand and I'll get you another drink, my love.
Would you like another drink?
Any better? Four sixes. No, I'm not working.
Ten jet queen.
King flush.
Queen flush.
Nothing.
King iron.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, David. Like another same again?
Yeah.
Or do you want something else this time?
No.
Sure.
I'm positive. Thank you. Certain? I'm certain. I may have one before I go home and be real naughty. I'm dieting before Christmas, you see, and well, then I... Then I
don't need it, does she?
Oh, you were on holiday for a couple of days. I mean, you were thought. Since we're on holiday, just have a little drinky or two, but... can't persuade.
Oh, if I was up in Yorkshire, I would. It's different. 99p a pint, it was. A double... No, Yorkshire. Tetleys. All of them. Thigston's, they were on, and double, pound for double spirits, they were, by the pub what we stayed in. Stayed at the Black Bull at Borough Bridge. It's a 12th century haunted inn, it was wonderful. And the food, the Black Bull, Borough Bridge, it was wonderful. It really was. And the Tretos really, and I mean, it wasn't expensive. And I had fresh salmon and duckling and all. And then I came back and put half a stone on, right, diet. Stood on the scale and screamed. It was wonderful, it really was. Then we went into York, and he took me to Betty's in New York. For there's a place, a coffee tea room place called Betty's in York. Stuart knew of it and took me in. Where you have the head waiter take to the table for coffee, you know. Wonderful. Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful, it really is. I mean, then so I had to have cakes and so on there and never stopped eating and drinking.
Yes, that's we stopped there at York, and I've never been up that way. It's about the farthest north I've been, one of these coast trips, two or three times. And we stopped there for something.
It's wonderful.
The cakes, the dish of cakes.
I know.
It's just a little plate, isn't it? I
mean, yeah.
The dirty grape.
But when you walk in the dorm in Sir Stuart Nosoy, that's why he took me, and then we walk in and there's the head waiter. Would you like a table for two, sir? Would you like a non-smoking or a smoke? And then he shows you to your table and pulls your chair. You know, I mean, not what you expect in a tea shop or a coffee place, you know. And you have proper waitresses with a little hat on, you know, and show you. He has about four tables, so they're looking after you. And even on your saucer where you had your, I mean, teapot and everything. But on the saucer there's a little mat so that you don't drip. If it drips, it doesn't go on your clothes. You know, the whole works. It's absolutely wonderful. No, there was, and the whole place, you know, the ladies' loos were like as though you were in a five-star hotel. You know, wonderful it was. I couldn't believe it. Oh yeah, there was lots of foreigners, Americans, and foreign people there. Or with maps out on the tables, try to find the way around York, which I knew, and Stuart knew, so it wasn't too bad for us. But there's loads of people, you know, well, how do we get to this from here? But it was certainly an experience.
Drunk and dry, dear.
There's no more bitter lemon.
He's having a scurry in the cellar. Well, he's found a few more for you.
Thank you.
You're going
to have to keep the going tonight. Yeah.
I'm sorry,
she's not fucking
Are you sorted? Queen flush. Pair of jacks.
Nothing.
Pair of nines.